Jy luister na RSG Geldsaake met Money Web Potgoeie elke weeksdag om 7 na middag. RSG Geldsaake met Money Web, jou betroubare bron vir sake en beleggingsinsigte.
Die Alex Forbes Volhoubaarheidsindeks vir mediese fondse wys dat lidmaatskap relatief stabiel gebly het in 2020, dit ten spyte van werkloosheid wat toeneem en natuurlik COVID-19. Hy sê het ook verminder wat tot gevolg het dat die mediese fondse se reserves groei. Die Volhoubaarheidsindeks kyk na die welstand van fondse in Suid-Afrika met 'n fokus op lidmaatskap, ouderdom van lede, uitbetalings en ook die finansiële gesondheid van die fondse. Ons gesels nou met Paresh Prema, hoof van die Gesondheidsraad by Alex Forbes. Goeienaand Paresh en welkom by die program. Are we going to pay less for medical insurance if they are doing so well?
Thank you, Dennis, for the question and good evening to your listeners. We don't see a reduction in contributions. What we're seeing medical schemes doing is increases coming in at different times of the year, because we obviously can't see medical schemes contributions decreasing, but they can use the surpluses that have been built up to provide a little relief to consumers in the meantime.
Was it predicted that the membership was going to stay the same or similar to previous years with the COVID-19 pandemic that we had?
No. You see, what we expected is, due to the slowdown in the economy and the lockdown, we didn't expect membership to remain stable. So that is a positive result for medical schemes in 2020.
And what are you attributing that to?
We think that members of medical schemes value the medical scheme cover, because they understand the need to have that type of cover and the protection that it gives. And we find that with a loss of membership, it's probably mainly due to affordability and some retrenchments over the period. But we think that's the main reason for members staying on medical scheme.
So you're not thinking that this might be a delayed reaction, that people are using their savings to pay their medical aid, and that we might see a more negative effect in the medium and longer term?
That could be one reason for membership remaining resilient. Like you say, we will have to monitor it going forward, but we'll see once the economy opens up, we want to see actually growth back in the industry and not a reduction.
Paresh, are you seeing a difference between the bigger schemes and the smaller ones?
What we're finding is the experience in the savings in claims for 2020 is across the board. So bigger and smaller ones benefited from members not having to go for elective procedures during 2020. Whether we see claims going back to pre-COVID levels in time is something that we are monitoring closely.
Are the schemes successful if you look at the ages of the members in drawing some of the younger members of our society?
We do see that the average age has slightly increased, but we do also note that the medical schemes are solvent. They are making surpluses, which are good for all the members, because that money stays in the scheme for the benefit of members.
You refer to claims, especially for elective surgeries and elective medical treatment, that went down during COVID-19. Do you expect them to start going up again now that we've sort of stabilized COVID-19 infections?
We have noticed during 2020 and in 2022, there is a mix. Some schemes have got an increase in claims since 2020, and some are remaining fairly stable. We're not sure when we'll go back to pre-COVID levels, but the trend is starting to emerge that we may go back to pre-COVID levels in time.
What concerns you looking at the other numbers and figures that you've drawn from the index?
I think the importance is that the main understanding from what happened in 2020 is that schemes are sustainable. There are abnormal concerns with the general aging and not the slow growth in the membership of schemes, but we will have to monitor the sustainability going forward.
It seems like the cost of medical treatment is escalating rapidly, not so much hospital costs, but the practitioners themselves. Those costs are rising substantially, and people are taking out gap cover. Do you see that too? And do you see a limit to that?
You see, gap cover is something that is allowed by legislation to cover for the difference between what a medical scheme pays and what the provider charges. We do note that some providers would charge more than what a medical scheme is able to afford to pay. The reason why medical schemes increases have to keep in line with inflation every year is because providers' costs also increase with inflation. So even though we have seen a slowdown in the claims experience for medical schemes, providers increase their charge out rates year on year. So medical schemes have to keep in pace with that. And that is a function of the drivers for doctors and specialists and providers, where their costs of running their business and practices also increase by the running costs of a normal practice or hospital. Obviously, we want to see medical schemes grow because they provide such a big benefit, but also the affordability is a challenge. We know that. Like you say, although you see contribution rates stable at the moment, we want to see more people join because it will be better for everyone. Affordability is a challenge, as we know, but we want to keep this industry going.
Thank you, Paresh. That was Paresh Prema. Hy is hoof van die Gesondheidsraad by Alex Forbes. Paresh het gepraat oor die volhoubaarheidsindeks vir mediese fondse.
Jy het geluister na RSG Geldsaake met Moneyweb Potgoe elke weeksdag om 7 na middag. Vir meer Moneyweb Potgoe, besoek moneyweb.co.za of laai die toepassing af en volg Moneyweb News om dagliks op hoogte te bly.